Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome back to another day of your Morning Boost. We are so fortunate again to have our special guest with us this week, Aaron King, the founder of Inspired Education and the host of the Teachers Pep Rally podcast. Welcome back to the show, Aaron.
Thank you.
You know, Aaron, I saw that today is National Be a Millionaire Day. And as educators, I think we can all relate to that one, right? Well, in spirit, maybe, of course. But let's get to today's topic. Aaron, take it away.
Great. Today we're going to talk about mentorship is leadership, the secret to stronger schools. We're diving into one of the most underrated levers for school success, mentorship. Whether formal or informal, mentorship has the power to shape careers, prevent burnout, and build school cultures that last. If you're leading a campus, mentoring new hires, or just wondering how to better support your staff, you're in the right place. Let's talk about how investing in people pays off. I've been fortunate to have many mentors in my own life, people who have offered guidance, challenged me to grow, and believed in me before I believed in myself. That network of trusted voices became my sounding board. But the key wasn't just their experience, it was their ability to listen, provide honest feedback, and model what it means to stay curious and compassionate. Now imagine if every new or experienced teacher had that. For school leaders, mentorship is not just a nice to have, it's a leadership strategy. Teachers who are mentored are more likely to stay in the profession, navigate challenges more confidently, and pass that support forward. Think of it like a compound interest. The investment grows exponentially. So how do we do it well? First, make mentorship intentional. Don't just pair teachers with who's ever free. Align personalities, content areas, or even teaching philosophies. Consider building mentoring teams across grade levels or departments to ensure multiple supports. Second, normalize two-way mentorship. Veteran teachers have wisdom, but newer teachers bring fresh ideas and modern practices. Let them co-lead conversations. Let them show you what they're learning. It builds respect and keeps your culture energized. Third, celebrate the small wins. Educators, whether fresh out of college or having a long-standing career, are often overwhelmed. Make a point to highlight when something goes well, even if it's small. Did they try a new classroom management trick? Celebrate it. Did they send a positive parent email? Celebrate that too. Fourth, talk openly about work-life balance. Help your teachers see that good boundaries are not a sign of weakness. They are a strategy for longevity. Model it, talk about it, prioritize it. And here's one we don't talk about enough. Mentors need support too. If someone in your building is pouring in others, check in on them. Create reflection spaces, offer time, offer training. They are culture builders, and we can't afford to let them burn out. Here are three ways to strengthen your mentoring culture right now. Start a mentorship map. Identify your unofficial mentors and build a network. Don't just rely on formal pairings. Build a mentor toolbox. Offer simple templates, questions, or check-in protocols so mentors and mentees have structure. Share stories. Highlight mentoring wins during staff meetings, newsletters, to build a culture of support. Mentorship is not an extra, it's a multiplier. It boosts retention, deepens culture, and helps every teacher feel seen and valued. And when teachers feel supported, students thrive. Let's lead with listening, guide with heart, and build the kind of schools we want to be mentored in. That is your Morning Boost for today. I hope it fills you with inspiration and hope. And I look forward to the conversation tomorrow.
Thanks again to Aaron King for spending this week with us on your Morning Boost. That is great stuff, Aaron. We are learning so much from you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening, Boosters. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.